Welcome to Off the Charts, the horse racing stakes picks podcast. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great tonight, Dave. How are you?
Doing good. We're going to get through this show. We've got a couple of good horses that we'll be looking at today. Really, what we're going to do is I want to make sure to tell you guys right off the bat is make sure you're following us on Twitter. And our Twitter handle is Off the Charts HR. Off the Charts HR. Make sure you add us to your iTunes feed, or as well as you can find our feed on your favorite podcatcher. And we're at our website, which we'll talk about at the end. Our agenda tonight will be, we're going to review last week, which was the Parks races that you worked on. Our segment continues with Horse Nuggets, which is another learning segment. And this week we're going to talk about jockeys and what those are. Have an effect as far as the races, and then we'll move on to your stakes races for this week, and you have some races from Belmont and Santa Anita. So I'll let you go ahead and dig right in and talk about what happened last week.
Okay, Dave, thanks a lot. Yeah, there's a lot to get done and a lot to cover in this podcast, and so we're going to try to keep it to the 30 minutes or so that most of our podcasts last for. So let's go really quickly. Let's just take a quick review of last week. Last week, I handicapped three graded stakes races at Parks. And of the three graded stakes that I handicapped, we had two top pick winners. So two of our number one horses won. The first one paid $3.60, so went off at 4-5. But our second top pick winner did pay $12.60. So of the three races I handicapped, we did – identify two top picks as winners. And then in the third race of the three, our third pick won the race and our second pick finished second. So overall now, Dave, after 24 stakes races that I've handicapped, I've had seven top pick winners. And of those winners, we've equated that to a 30% ROI. So your return on investment, if you had bet just all of our top picks over the course of these 24 races, you would have been made a profit of 30%, which is really fantastic in the horse racing business. We also have had 14 winners out of the 24 races that have been either our top one or top two picks. So still on a nice roll here, having a lot of success with our picks, Dave, and, have a real challenge in front of me tonight. We've got eight graded stakes races, all grade ones, both between Belmont and Santa Anita. So hopefully I'll be able to identify a few more winners for the listeners.
Great. So let's move right into the learning segment, talking about jockeys. Jockeys are kind of an important part of the race.
Yes, they are.
Just a little bit. Yeah. And unfortunately, yeah, there are a lot of horse players out there that don't pay as much attention to jockeys as they should, because it makes a difference who's on the horse and how they take care of the business and bringing it home. So why don't you give us a little bit about what your thoughts are on jockeys and what you should be looking for.
Yeah, Dave, it's interesting, and I agree with your comment. Some handicappers don't put a heck of a lot of emphasis on jockeys, and then I know other handicappers that I feel put too much emphasis on jockeys. So sometimes you get too little, and some cappers have a tendency to put a little bit too much emphasis on it. But as you said, I mean, the jockey is in control of the horse throughout the race, and certainly they're an important element as you handicap. So just a few things I wanted to say about jockeys and how I view them and how I handicap races. You know, one of the first things that I like to do, Dave, is I like to get a feel for certain jockeys on the circuit that they ride in. So whether it's in the Midwest or in the Northeast or out on the West Coast, wherever it is, I like to have a pretty good feel for the jockeys on that circuit and what their styles are. Whether they're good on turf, whether they're good when they have horses that have early speed, whether they're the kind of jockey that sits and waits patiently and closes, what their relationships, connections are, success rates are with the trainers on that circuit, what the effect is when they are part of a jockey change. So either when they are getting on a horse for the first time or when they have just gotten off a horse and someone else is taking over for them. I like to take a look as I review the races to see what effect that has had. I like to put my jockeys into two categories. I like to categorize them either as aggressive or patient riders. And I think when you're trying to make a decision on whether you think a horse is going to improve or not improve based on a jockey change, I think it's good to understand if that jockey was an aggressive rider the last time out and now is going to a patient rider or vice versa. Another thing that I like to be aware of, there's a lot of and family relationships between trainers and jockeys. I mean, you know, obvious ones like you've got Keith and Kent DeSarmo, both, you know, Keith training horses, Kent riding him, Kent riding for his brother sometimes. You've got Wayne Catalano. Catalano's son-in-law is Channing Hill. So whenever Channing Hill gets on horses with Catalano, they've got to give you – you've got to give them some attention. You've got Ron Ellis, whose son-in-law is Joe Talamo. So I like to look and see, especially with the young horses that Ron Ellis is training, I like to look and see whether he's put Joe Talamo, his son-in-law, up on those horses. And then you've also got Johnny Velasquez, whose father-in-law is Leo O'Brien, and Johnny rides horses for his father-in-law. And actually, interestingly enough, their winning percentage is extremely low. Johnny doesn't win many horses for his father-in-law, which is, I'm sure, not to his pleasure, but it's just the way that it is. Another thing that I wanted to do in this segment, Dave, was just identify some of the jockeys that I have got accustomed to over the years and some of the things that I look for when these jockeys are riding horses. So one of the better betting angles I like is I like horses that go first time to Javier Castellano. He's one of those jockeys I think that really improves a horse when he gets on it for the first time. And even if he takes over for another high percentage jockey, Javier has a knack for getting horses to run for him and run better than they have in the past. I like Corey Nakatani in maiden races, especially in maiden claiming races. For whatever reason, Nakatani does really well with young horses. I know that I read an article not that long ago where Corey said that whatever the horse's racing style is, when he takes over, he tries, especially if the horse hasn't been performing, Corey will try to reverse whatever that style is. So if the horse is a horse that leaves and likes to get to the lead, Corey will try to hold him back and try to see what the horse does when he gets an opportunity to close and vice versa. So, but I do like Corey in maiden races and especially maiden claiming races. I like Kent DeSarmo in turf sprints. I like jockey changes when you go from passive riders to aggressive riders, you know, especially out on the West Coast, Chantel Sutherland. I find her to be a pretty patient, passive type of rider. Whenever she is off a horse and the trainer goes to an aggressive rider like a Rafael Bejarano or a Tyler Bays, I like those kinds of jockey changes. I love Mike Smith on speed horses on dirt, and I love Mike Smith on closers on turf. Mike is probably as good as they get in terms of rating a horse on the front end. If you've got Mike Smith and he's on your horse and he's got the lead and he breaks well, he's very, very hard to catch. Johnny Velasquez, same thing. Like Johnny V on speed horses. I like Irad Ortiz on turf. I like Jose Lascano on turf. Tyler Bays is a good speed jockey. When he gets on a horse that shows some speed, Tyler has a tendency to be able to carry that speed farther in the stretch than most other jockeys. I like Julian Le Perreux on closers and turf races. Both in routes and in sprints. I don't like him on speed horses. I find him to be a pretty non-aggressive rider who kind of sits and waits for his opportunity. And then for those of us here locally in the Midwest, I like Julio Felix in turf races. So I catch him at some nice prices here at Arlington Park and also at Hawthorne in the Chicago area. So I just wanted to make some comments about some jockeys. I wanted to give the listeners some angles that they could identify maybe as they look at the races on Saturday and they pick up on some of the things that I like about certain jockeys in certain situations. I wanted to make sure to point out, Dave, that there are some family relationships that that handicappers need to be aware of.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll continue on with this segment and with learning some different things related to horse nuggets. And it was a great segment. We appreciate it. And let's move right on to the stakes races for this Saturday. That would be on September 30th. And we'll start with Belmont Park. And you are going with the seventh race. It's going to start with
Correct. So let's start with the seventh race, Dave. This is a 6 furlong race. It's the Vosburgh. It's a grade one. It's for 3-year-olds and up. The purse is $350,000. And my selection in the seventh race, Dave, is the 5-horse, Mr. Crow. Mr. Crow is 2-1 in the morning line. Lightly raced horse, trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by Luis Saez. One of the things that I noted here about Mr. Crow was just that he ran that 109 buyer speed figure on the 22nd at Saratoga, came back again at Saratoga on August 30th and ran a 104, so bounced 5 lengths off that 109. Saez has been on this horse all 3 of this horse's lifetime starts, and if you've listened to some of the other podcasts, you know that I like lightly raced horses because there is always what I think potential for upside. Pletcher stats in the categories sprinting and graded stakes speak for themselves. Todd is a really strong trainer when he puts horses in these kinds of conditions. So my selection in the seventh race at Belmont is the 5. My second selection in the race is the 2, El Deal. El Deal is 6-5 in the morning line. So we're going to try to beat the 6-5 shot with our top selection, Dave. this horse is ridden by Javier Castellano, trained by George Navarro. You don't know what you're going to get with Navarro. Anyone that follows horse racing, I'm sure understands and knows that Navarro's got the nickname as the Juice Man. So I think there's some concerns about the legitimacy sometimes of his horses. I do note, though, that as he has become more high profile and recognized by the betting public and the people that oversee horse racing, especially in these graded stakes races that have a lot of visibility, he doesn't seem to do as well as he just does in the everyday racing and horses that he puts on cards on a daily basis. He is a 9% trainer in graded stakes in dirt sprints. He's won for 11 over the last year. So it kind of proves out what I've been saying. I think he's less likely to play games with some of these higher stakes type horses. But he is 6-5. He does certainly has a lot of races here that could prove to be a winning effort. But I am making the 2 El Deal my second selection.
Okay.
My third and final selection in the seventh race, Dave, is the 4. The 4 is Tackleful. If you recall, we had Tackleful as our top selection in the Ellen Jerkins. Yep. Lost to our second selection, Practical Joke, on August 26th at Saratoga. This horse, Tackleful, is 5-1 in the morning line. Certainly, you can make a case that this horse may have bounced coming off that race where he raced the 105 on the 21st of July. May have bounced in the race when we made him our top selection in the Ellen Jerkins. But the horses come right back now and put a nice bullet work together at Belmont, the 47-3 for 4 furlongs, 1 out of 48. So the top workout at that distance on that given day. So the horse is 5-1, thought it was the logical horse to put in as our third selection. So at Belmont, the seventh race on Saturday, our selections are the 5, the 2, and the 4.
All right, let's move on to the ninth race at Belmont, and that's another grade one.
It is. So we skip the eighth race, and we move on to the ninth race. The ninth race is the Beldame grade one. Purse is $400,000. Distance is 1 1/8. And Dave, I'm going to have to select the 1 as my as my top pick. The one is a horse called Elate. The horse is 3-5 in the morning line. But I really couldn't get past this horse when I was making my selections. Bill Mott's the trainer. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. Mott in winners last out in dirt routes and graded stakes is a 24% trainer. If you take a look at this horse's last race, which was the Alabama, Dave, you'll notice that the horse that ran second to Elate that day was the horse that we had as our winner at Parks. It Tis Well ran second to Elate the last time out and then came back and then won that race at Parks for us. So clearly, you know, there's a lot of class there. Abel Tasman was the huge favorite in that race last week at Parks. And if you look at the previous race, Abel Tasman beat Elate by a head in the California Oaks. So for me, this horse at 3-5, not the best price in the world, but I think this is the right horse to put on top in our selections, Dave. So I'm going to select the one Elate in the ninth race as our top pick. Okay. My second selection in the race, Dave, is the six horse. The six horse is a horse called Bombshell. Bombshell's trained by James Jerkins, ridden by Luis Saez. And now I start to get into a little bit of some price plays for the listeners. Bombshell is a bombshell. 20 to 1 in the morning line. There's just one thing I wanted to point out. A couple things I wanted to point out here in the past performances. Clearly the buyer figures are short in terms of what probably is going to be needed in order to win this race. But I do like this kind of pattern in a horse's races. If you look at that race at Laurel on August 11th, this horse showed speed at a distance. And then the next race out raced at 7 furlongs and then showed a close. So I like horses that have showed a versatile style in a couple of back-to-back starts. So one race on the front end, the next time out as a closer. Certainly we're getting a significant jockey change here to Luis Saez. Saez is 33% with Jerkins. So this is a good jockey trainer combination. And Jerkins is a 20% trainer in great stakes. So I thought this horse as a bombshell was worth throwing in as our second selection. So the six horse Bombshell is our second selection in the ninth race.
And you said, looking at jockeys, that this is Saez for the first time, right?
Correct. And if you look at who's been on this horse in the past, you can see that you know, this is probably the best jockey that's sat on Bombshell's back. Yep. in her career. So definitely could make a difference. And as I said, Jerkins and Saez seem to team up pretty well when it comes to significant wins. My third and final selection in the ninth race is another long shot, Dave, the three horse Bishop's Pond. Bishop's Pond is 15-1 in the morning line. This is Jason Service as a trainer, you know, top high percentage trainer, 29% for the year. I read Ortiz as the jockey. When they team up together at Belmont, they're 31%. This horse did win, her last time out at Delaware off a layoff. So we're getting a horse second off a layoff, which I know that, you know, I like. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things I like here. I like Service as a trainer. We're certainly getting a top jockey and we're getting a price of 15-1 on this horse, Dave. So in the ninth race at Belmont, my selections are the one, the six, and the three.
All right. We'll move on to the 10th race and another grade one race and a mile and a half long distance.
Yep. So this is a mile and a half on the turf, Dave. This is the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic. Purse is $500,000. And my selection in this race is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Saddler's Joy. Tom Albatrani's the trainer. Julian Le Perreux's the jockey. This horse is 4-1 in the morning line. If you recall, Dave, we had Saddler's Joy and the Sword Dancer. Saddler's Joy was our third selection in that race. If you remember, I had picked two European horses in the first and second slots and had put this horse in the third slot. And this horse really impressed me in the Sword Dancer. Take a look at that closing last quarter, 21. So in a sub 22 second last quarter. Certainly, if you look through the past performances, you can see in the incremental splits, you know, a couple, at least three that I can see right now, sub 12 second eighths of a mile. So this horse has a great closing kick. I anticipate Julien Le Perroux just sitting there patiently waiting for the right opportunity and then giving this horse the one run that that is necessary for this horse to be a winner. So my top selection in this 10th race at Belmont Dave is going to be the 4, Sadler's Joy. Okay. My second selection in the race is going to be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Mectal. Mectal is 15-1 in the morning line. Graham Motion is the trainer. Junior Alvarado is the jockey. You know, I had mentioned in other podcasts that I like horses when they come from Europe. Once they get one race under their belt in the U.S., and you can see that this horse did have that race in the Arlington Million. Did finish 10th, but only finished 3 lengths off the lead for the win. Needed some room in the stretch, couldn't find it, was 5 wide, coming for home. So not the best of trips. This horse does get Lasix for the first time. This is also a trainer change. So the European trainer has now turned everything over to Graham Motion. Motion does great with these kinds of horses. And at 15-1, Dave, I thought this was a pretty good price to put in here as our second pick. And mm-hmm. It would not surprise me at all if this horse won the race. So the 8 horse Mectal is my second selection in the 10th race. And then my third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 3 horse Oscar Performance. Oscar Performance is 3-1 in the morning line. Likely this horse will go off as one of the favorites. This horse is 3-for-3 at Belmont, has won the last 3 starts in a row, all on the turf. So 3-for-3 in its last 3 starts, has won 6 of 9 on the turf. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. Brian Lynch is the trainer. Has 3 nice workouts on the Belmont turf course. So it seemed logical to make sure that I put this horse in our top 3 picks. So in the 10th race at Belmont, Dave, our selections are the 4, the 8, and the 3.
All right. Let's go out to the West Coast to Santa Anita, and then we're going to start with the 5th race.
The 5th race at Santa Anita is the Zenyatta. Mm-hmm. Mile and a 16th, grade 1. This is the 6th running of the Zenyatta Stakes, so relatively new stakes race at Santa Anita. My selection in this 5th race at Santa Anita is going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Paradise Woods. Paradise Woods is 6-5 in the morning line. Richard Mandel is the trainer. Flavian Pratt is the jockey. A number of things to like here. Let me just point a couple of them out. 3 lifetime starts at Santa Anita, has won 2 of them, finished 2nd the other time. Produced a 107 buyer figure at Santa Anita, went in the Santa Anita Oaks on April 8th. Has got a couple of bullet workouts since that last performance. That performance at Del Mar was, the first race off a long layoff, went off as a heavy favorite and got beat, stumbled at the start. But, you know, obviously a talented horse. And, you know, though the horse is 6-5, I just think this is the horse that's going to win the race. So I'm going to put the 4 horse Paradise Woods as our top selection in the 5th race at Santa Anita. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 6 horse. The 6 horse is Shenandoah Queen. Shenandoah Queen is trained by John Sadler, ridden by Victor Espinoza. Some really strong trainer stats for John Sadler and dirt routes in graded stakes. Sadler is a 41% trainer, Dave, 11 out of 27. So a really strong percentage when he goes dirt routes and graded stakes. He's 38% same categories at Santa Anita. So again, you know, strong figures there. Get Victor Espinoza as our jockey. You can see this was a jockey change, went from Sadler's barn to from a very low percentage trainer, Juan Rodriguez, who was only a 6% trainer when Sadler took over, and you can see the improvement that's already been made in just two lifetime starts in Sadler's barn. So Shenandoah Queen, the sixth horse, is our second selection in the fifth race. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is the five horse, Rockport Babe. Rockport Babe is 15-1 in the morning line, so going to include a nice long shot for our listeners. Mick Ruiz is the trainer. We get Corey Nakatani as our jockey. This horse has got a ton of early speed, and I don't know how far that speed can be carried, but I do know that Nakatani is likely going to gun this horse out there. And when you get a top jockey like this on a speed horse, you just never know what's going to happen. So I thought it would be a good idea to include this horse in our top three. So in the fifth race at Santa Anita, my selections, Dave, are the four, the six, and the five.
Okay, then I'm going to go right from the fifth race to the seventh race, another grade one, mile and a 16th, Chandelier.
That's right, Dave. Mile and a 16th, seventh race is the Chandelier. It's all I'm handicapping today are grade ones, so it's another grade one. This is for filly, 2-year-old fillies. The purse is $300,000. And my selection in the seventh race, Dave, is going to be the eight horse. The eight horse is just a smidge is 7-2 in the morning line. We get Bob Baffert and Mike Smith. We've rattled off the Bob Baffert, Mike Smith stats many times over these podcasts. We do get a horse that was a beaten favorite the last time out. So which means that, the betting public and certainly the people that are familiar and associated with Bob thought this horse was ready to win the last time out. They get beat by a horse that's in the race, Moonshine Memories, who is, as I said, also in this race. Bob's, sucking off the layoff here, 25% trainer in that situation. Smith and Baffert are, 47% at Santa Anita. So it's kind of ridiculous. But the thing that I like here is that this horse was a beaten favorite. I'm going to do a little horse nugget segment on Tomlinson figures, Dave. But if you look over in the upper right-hand column of the racing form and you see where it says DST, that means distance. And for this distance, this horse has a 4.13 Tomlinson. So anything over 300 in any of these categories is a strong figure. Anything over 400 means really strong, and it's related to the breeding. So even though this horse is on a stretch out and as some of the races last week, Dave, we did have to play a few of these younger races where the horses were going, a length of ground for the first time. I know that this horse is bred to go that far. So my selection in the seventh race is the eight horse, Just a Smidge. My second selection in this race is going to be Moonshine Memories, the three horse. The three horse is 2-1 in the morning line. Flavian Pratt is the jockey. Simon Callahan is the trainer. This horse has done nothing wrong in her two lifetime starts. She's won both of them at Del Mar, though. So that's something to at least be aware of. Horses either like Del Mar or they don't. And sometimes when they do like Del Mar, their form doesn't transfer back to Santa Anita. So it's at least worth keeping an eye on. It's one of the reasons that I didn't make this horse my top selection. I think this horse will probably be over bet off those two wins. And maybe it's possible, may not like Santa Anita as well as she liked Del Mar. So, but my second selection in this seventh race is the three horse, Moonshine Memories. And then I'm going to put a long shot in as our third pick. Our third pick is the four horse, Super Good. Super Good is 15-1 on the morning line. We get Gary Stevens, Matthew Chu is the trainer. This horse is going turf the dirt, Dave. But if you look at the past performances, this horse has gone farther than anyone else in the race. At least this horse went a mile the last time out and made one of those moves that I like, right? Got the lead in the middle of the stretch, and then the conditioning was a little bit short. So I thought this would be an interesting play to make as our third selection And, you know, we get a nice turf to dirt scenario, which you know that I like. And we get, you know, a Hall of Fame jockey in Gary Stevens. So in this race, seventh race, Dave, at Santa Anita, my selections are the 8, the 3, and the 4.
All right. Let's move on to the 8th race. Another grade 1, mile and the 16th.
Yep. So the 8th race is a mile and the 16th. As you said, it's the front runner. It's a grade 1. And my tops, it's a mile and 16th. The purse is 300 grand. And my top selection in this 8th race, Dave, is going to be the 7 horse, Encumbered. Encumbered is 8-1 in the morning line. Simon Callahan is the trainer. Mario Gutierrez is the jockey. Encumbered has won his last 2 starts. Both of those starts have been on the turf, though, so this horse is going turf to dirt. I do like the nice close that this horse showed the last time out. I like this sire, Violence. This has been a sire that seems to be doing really well, especially with the younger horses. This horse was purchased for $225,000, and I thought this might be a good play to make, Dave, at eight to one. Simon Callahan is 27% when his horses have won their last start. He's 21% with 2-year-olds. He's a 20% trainer in graded stakes races, which is really at least something to take a look at. So I'm going to make the 7 horse Encumbered my top selection here in the 8th race. Okay. My second selection in the race, Dave, is going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is called Bolt de Oro. Mick Ruiz is the trainer again. Corey Nakatani is riding for him again. This horse is 2-1 in the morning line. Ruiz is 25% when his horses have won their last start. There's, you know, another good Tomlinson for a horse on a stretch outs, right? You see a 390 Tomlinson for this horse. So we know that this horse can in his sire to be able to stretch out. But if I see this note in the racing form, since 2016, this trainer's 0-15 going sprint to route. So that kind of shied me away. And at a 2-1 morning line, I wasn't ready to make this horse our top selection, Dave. So, but I am making the 4 Bolt de Oro our second selection in the 8th race. Okay. Our third and final selection in the 8th race, Dave, is the 1. The 1 horse is called Zatter. Bob Baffert's the trainer. Rafael Bejarano is the jockey. Zatter is 5-2 in the morning line. You know, Baffert, you know, excels with young horses and young horses in stakes races. This horse has that running pattern that I like, where he got the lead in the middle of the stretch and then came up a little bit short. As I said in other podcasts, these horses have a tendency to go on the next time. The Tomlinson's pretty decent, 366 for this particular distance. Baffert and Bejarano, you know, do well together, 32%. But every jockey does pretty well with Bob Baffert. So, so I didn't want to leave Bob out of our selections here in the 8th race, Dave. So I am making the 1 horse Zatter our third and final selection.
All right, let's then we're going to move on to the 9th race.
The 9th race is a mile and a quarter on the turf, Dave. It's the Rodeo Drive. It's another grade 1. The purse is $300,000. And my selection in the 9th race, Dave, is a horse that I had as my top pick in its last race, and it ran 2nd. And that's the 10 horse, Goodyear for Roses. Goodyear for Roses is 5-2 in the morning line. Richard Baltus is the trainer. Corey Nakatani is the jockey. That last race, Goodyear for Roses, raced in, as you can see, came out of the 13 post out of 13 horses on a pretty narrow Del Mar turf track. So there's not a lot of room on that turf course. I you know, because we had Goodyear for Roses as our top selection in that JC Maybe, you know, I watched very carefully the trip this horse got. I thought the trip was a tough one. Nakatani had to kind of navigate his way through traffic in the stretch, but did finish strongly, and I thought was going to get up and win the race. This horse has a number of subpar eighths of a mile under 12 seconds, which I like. This horse is second off a layoff. This horse loves Santa Anita, has raced there three times, won twice, run second the other time, and produced a 102 buyer speed rating. So I'm going to make the 10 horse Goodyear for Roses our top selection in the ninth race. Our second selection in the race, and almost the horse that I made our top pick, is the 5 horse, Avenge. Avenge is 3-1 in the morning line. Richard Mandela, Flavian Pratt is the jockey. Mandela is the trainer. This horse is going to show speed, and is going to be one of the horses that's going to be out on the front. Horse does love Santa Anita. Has raced at Santa Anita on the turf 9 times, won 4 of them, ran third twice. Mandela does pretty well with horses off this kind of layoff, 19%. I take a look, and it's produced only one triple digit buyer speed figure, that 103, and that was in that race on November 5th, which is the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare turf. And yet, the other buyer speed figures to have a tendency to be in the mid to potentially upper 90s. I think it's probably going to take somewhere in the neighborhood of a little bit over 100 buyer speed figure to win this race. So there was a lot of things I liked about this horse. I felt there was a little bit of speed and a little, some horses that I thought could run with this thing early on. And I didn't want to bet a horse that I thought might have to be in a pace battle early on. But I did make the 5 horse Avenge our second selection. And then our third and final selection is another one of those horses that's going to be on or near the lead, and that's the 4 horse Majestic Heat. Majestic Heat is 8-1 in the morning line. Richard Mandela is the trainer. Drayton Van Dyke is the jockey. Drayton rode our big winner last week, David Parks, the horse that our horse that paid $12.60. But it looks like Flavian Pratt's been the jockey that's been most successful with this horse in the past, and Pratt is not on this horse, so Mandela did have to go to Van Dyke. This horse does look like she can run well off a layoff. Has multiple wins here coming off short layoffs, 5 for 12 on the turf course, racing on the turf, 2 out of 5 on the Santa Anita turf course, and we do get 8-1. And I thought this was the right horse to put in as our third selection. So in the ninth race, Dave, our selections are the 10, the 5, and the 4.
All right, then we're going to wrap it up with the 10th race at Santa Anita.
So the 10th race is the Awesome Again, grade 1, purses $300,000. They're going 1 1/8 miles. This is for 3-year-olds and up. This was a really tough race to handicap, Dave. A lot of good horses in here. Some classy horses coming off layoffs. I really spent a lot of time looking at this race, and I finally came up with what I thought was the right horse to make as our top selection. And our top selection is going to be the 6 horse, Mitajib. So say that 10 times fast. Yeah. But this horse is trained by Bob Baffert, is ridden by Drayton Van Dyke. This horse is getting blinkers on for the first time. Bob is a 32% trainer in graded stakes when his horses have been off 180-day layoff. As you can see, this horse early in the season raced in Maidan and a couple of those, big stakes races out there, raced in the Dubai World Cup, finished 4th to Arrogate and Gunrunner. Obviously, there's a ton of class there. I had mentioned to you in the past, Dave, that if you look at that time form rating and you take the standard 14-point subtraction off the time form rating, you get to a buyer of 107 in that race on February 23rd. So I know that this horse can produce a triple-digit buyer speed figure and has shown the ability to do so here in the States, in the Woodward I raced a 106 buyer in the Suburban where we raced a 101. I don't know, Dave. I just think this horse looks like it's going to be there at the end. I like Bob off layoffs with these kinds of classy horses. He usually trains them right up to the race, and we're getting 4-1. So I'm going to make the 6 horse, Mubtahij, our top selection in the 10th race.
Okay.
Our second selection, Dave, in the horse I almost made our top selection is Midnight Storm, the 3-horse trained by Phil D'Amato, ridden by Tyler Bayes. This horse is one of the speed horses and maybe the speed of the speed, maybe the horse that gets on the front end. I like Tyler Bayes on speed horses. If you look back at this horse's past performances, Dave, at the bottom of the PPs, you'll see multiple triple digit buyer speed figures. I do note that, you know, some of them did come on the turf, but there's also some good ones on the dirt as well. This horse is second off a layoff, is a beaten favorite, likes the Santa Anita track, produced the 107 buyer speed figure at Santa Anita. And we do get Tyler Bayes. And so I thought this was the right horse to make as our second selection. So the 3-horse Midnight Storm is our second selection in the 10th race. And our third and final selection, Dave, and I'm going to take a flyer with this one, is the two horse Dortmund. Dortmund is 8-1 in the morning line, is now trained by Art Sherman, ridden by Gary Stevens. This horse had been trained by Bob Baffert for most of his career, kind of moved into the Sherman barn after that Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile last year. Art hasn't really done a whole lot with this horse after he got it. The horse has not really raced that well in the two races since he's been in Art's barn. So Art laid this horse off for a while, but you can't deny the fact that at Santa Anita, this horse has raced 8 times, won 5 of them, ran second another time, has produced a 110 buyer speed figure. And the other thing that I like about this horse in this particular situation, Dave, I think Gary Stevens fits this horse really well. I think of all the jockeys that have been on Dortmund, I think Gary knows this horse the best and gets the most out of this horse. And I thought at 8-1, this would be the right horse to put in as our third selection. So in the 10th race, Dave, at Santa Anita, our selections are the 6, the 3, and the 2. And that wraps up our 8 graded stakes races between Belmont and Santa Anita on Saturday, Dave. I realize that I've made some favorites as my selections and some low price horses, but I've also included some longer price horses in our top 3 picks, and I also have put some nice prices as our top picks in a few of the races. So,
yeah, nice opportunities to potentially make some money here. So let's wrap this up. Make sure that you go to our website, offthecharthorseracing.com. Visit us on Twitter. It's offthechartshr. And if you have any questions, you want to send email to us. Our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Until next time, good racing.